starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayang si Riz Marcos na may side hustle na food business mula sa Canberra. Hello, Riz!
Hi! Appreciate this opportunity to inspire others, especially fellow Filo here in Australia who also dream of starting something of their own.
Unang-una, Riz, kailan nagsimula itong negosyo na to? By the way, side hustle?
Side hustle lang talaga siya because since all of us, we have full-time jobs. We started planning around May this year. Sobrang new lang talaga niya. And we officially registered the business in July. Even if it started small, we treat it with the same level of commitment as a full-on business because we really, really see its potential. Tapos, syempre, we dedicate our weekends to it and we put our hearts into every dish we serve.
Ilan ang business partners mo?
Four kami. EJ, yan, manager, ang full-time job niyan. Tapos kasama syempre yung wife niya. Tapos si Edmar, civil engineer naman siya. Kasama rin yung wife niya. And yung chef namin, si Jeff, siya lang talaga yung inline dito sa business. Tapos ako, sobrang layo din dito sa business na ginagawa namin. So diverse talaga kami. Pero we decided to come up with the idea na mag-enter into food business nga dito sa Canberra.
Primary employment mo, Riz?
Abogada ako. Lawyer ako by profession.
Wow!
So, we all started as international students. So, when this opportunity came up, I didn't think twice kasi ever since nasa Philippines pa ako, I've always been into entrepreneurship. Kaya, it was actually EJ and Edmar who initially came up with the idea. So sabi ko, okay, sige, let's do this. Kaya nabuo siya.
You've dabbled in entrepreneurship. Ano exactly yung mga negosyong pinasok mo?
Restaurant at meron ding bar. May konting cafe kasi siya eh. Tapos paggabi na, nagiging parang mini bar na rin siya. Mga ganun lang. Meron din yung mga small food business. Yung sa binavacuum seal siya. Sa food din. Pero not literally like cooking talaga. First time ito. I can't even cook sa bahay. So, ito dito na nai-inspire ako to do it, to help them. Kahit hindi naman talaga ako yung mismong nagkukook kasi meron kaming chef tsaka yun si EJ and Edmar, they also cook. Nag-help lang ako kung ano yung kailangan and usually mga admin tasks or mga sa marketing, ako yung nag-help sa kanila.
Paano mo inaayos ang iyong schedule? Bilang isa kang abogada, mahirap ang admin and marketing ha. Paano ang oras na binibigay mo sa inyong negosyo?
Time management lang siya. Kasi usually, nag-start kami mag-prep ng midweek. So, tinatanong ko na sila as early as Monday kung ano ba yung mga gusto nilang i-post for that particular week. And then, ina-align ko na yung mga menu and everything. Kaya, yun yung nakikita ng mga followers namin sa page kung ano yung mga available for the following Sunday. Kasi every Sunday lang kasi kami like open or nag-ooperate dun sa stall.
I mean, in terms of profit, sakto lang ba ang Sunday lang?
Yes, actually. Sometimes nga nagjo-joke na yung mga business partners ko na yung kinikita namin parang 1 week pay na nila sa, I mean like Monday to Friday pay na, tapos yun parang for few hours lang kumikita na sila ng ganun. So nai-inspire talaga sila na given the chance baka mas mag-focus na. Tapos we plan na rin na mag-expand siguro sa mga Saturday markets. Kasi we're just starting so hindi pa namin talaga alam kung how to really operate it. And nag-explore pa lang din kami kung yung mga like schedules ng mga events dito and markets.
terms of yung pinaka-game plan ninyo, yung strategic direction ng inyong business, sino ang nangunguna dyan?
Kung ano yung division ng sharing, ganun din yung division ng decision making. Kasi when we started, ang inuna ko yung partnership agreement namin. So I wanna make sure na if ever we go like in a bigger perspective na, I mean like, mag-boom, for example, hindi na kami magka-problem. So, ngayon pa lang sa una, like, na-iron out na namin yung mga possible issues that would come up or that would arise. Na, like, yan, question mo is sa decision-making, we do it kung ano talaga yung sharing namin or din all out namin. So, majority wins pa rin, of course. So, for example, kung tatlo na kami, nagsabing yes, minority na yung isa. So, magpo-proceed na as planned since majority na yung nag-okay. Sharing namin is equal. So, since apat nga kami, so 25, 25, 25. So, yung decision-making namin, ganun din. Like, pag 3 out of 4 na nag-okay, yun na yung gagawin namin.
Were there any doubts when you decided to go into this business with your friends?
No, actually, kasi sinabihan ko sila na if you really want this, we need to put in black and white. Tapos, lahat talaga ng loopholes na possible na pagsisimulan ng misunderstanding later on, nandun na siya lahat sa contract namin. Sobrang nakalagay na siya. So, hindi na kami magtatanong later on. Yung like, for example, ayaw na niya. Like, ayaw niya na. So, meron na rin kaming nasa agreement na rin kung paano yung process, like, winding up. Winding up talaga. Akala mo, well, yeah, naka-strategize na and andun na mismo sa partnership agreement namin yung mga dapat naming gawin in terms na mangyari yung mga ganyang instances.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bakit importante na may foresight ka? Partikular sa kontrata, kailangan ngayon pa lang inilalatag mo na.
Prevent din yung further na falling out. Wala nang drama eh kasi it's there na. Everything is there. Wala nang mga magtatampo kasi hindi, wala ka ng chance na magtampo kasi babasahin mo na lang kung ano yung mangyayari. Important dyan yung pera eh. Kasi that's the reason why you're investing because you want profit. Kailangan clear doon kung how much yung hatian sa kita. And at the same time, syempre, negosyo yan. So, possible na malugi. So, in case na malugi, paano rin yung sharing doon? Pag-bear ng losses. So, nandun na siya lahat. And actually, kahit small business lang to, meron kaming ledger. Like, gumawa talaga kami ng accounting namin. Nasa Excel file lang siya, pero very transparent. Up to magic sarap na binili namin or isang pirasong paminta, nakalagay talaga siya. And at the end of the day, pag hindi namin siya mabalance, for example, after naming magbenta ng Sunday, so matatapos kami usually 3 or 4-ish, nag-accounting pa kami yan up to last centavo kasi pag hindi siya mabalance, talaga kami tumitigil kasi sa akin naka-assign yun eh.
Mga magkano ang investment ninyo?
For the capital, it came from our personal savings to cover lang the basics like proper meats, equipment and ingredients. I think tig $1,000 lang kami. But it was combined with some generous help from our family sponsors. So a special shout out na rin to Tito Ahener from the US who actually donated our brand new trailer. Kasi before that, we were just renting. So his support really helped us. Mahal ng trailer ay almost 3,000 yata yun eh. Niregalohan niya kami.
Guys are so blessed with Save good kami. Relatives. So far, ano ang challenges na na-experience nyo?
Since first time namin yung sa customer service, meron syempre mga feedback and we take that constructively and welcome siya lahat. So, in-address namin siya, we make sure na the following week is okay na. At just to give you An example, hindi ko naman alam magkumuha ng rice. Kailangan mo palang siksikin. So, nung pagganan ko, siguro sa daming bumibili, half lang yung napunta. So, meron nagsabi na maliit daw yung rice. Following week, ang ginawa na namin, siniksik na talaga namin yung sukatan, tapos po talaga yung rice.
Talk about yung risks of going into this business.
We started small. Para if ever man, small din syempre yung risk. Ang pinaka-challenging dyan na nakikita ko since it's food, possible na makapoison ka. We take compliance seriously, so we made sure to comply. Like we have the public and product liability insurance and of course sa amin mga workers comp insurance din sa amin if ever ma-injured kami sa workplace. Kasi aside from yung third party, yung mano, ma-injured, important to protect both the business and our customers. It's really part of building a trustworthy brand.
Riz, ano ang final message mo sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magtayo ng sarili nilang negosyo?
My advice is simple. Start small but start now. Don't wait for the perfect timing because it will never come. What matters is taking that first step and learning along the way. So you'll never have all the answers right away. But what's important is that you start small, stay consistent, and keep learning. And of course, surround yourself with people who share your drive. I hope our story inspires others to take the leap and believe that even small dreams can grow big. And always stay grounded. Yun lang.
Thank you again. At sa uulitin po, tandaan ninyo, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.